Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Janet Christie's here. I know. Settle down. I'm excited, too. Founder and president of Leverage and Development, LLC, author of 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses and Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned. She has forgotten more about how to start and run a successful small business than most of us will ever know. We love having her on the show. She's our good friend, Janet. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you back, as always. I was telling the audience about your wanting to talk to us about credentials. And yes. I was telling them that there are lots of different kinds of credentials. And some of them, they probably already have, that A, they may not realize they do, and B, they may not realize that they're already helping them. For example, if you go to a trade show and you take a course, if you go to an annual industry convention, and while you're there, you listen to a keynote speaker and you get some ideas or something like that. Those are those are credentials nobody had to sign, but it made you smarter. It made you more qualified to go after customers. But then there are the other kind that are a little more formal. And that's the ones that you work on, isn't it?
It is, or try to help people leverage for their, marketing opportunities.
Right.
People don't always know who thinks the credential is important, though, and that's just like any other thing in marketing. You have to know your customer and what's important to them.
Mm-hmm.
So just because you have, 15 letters after your name may not matter to some people, but it might matter to some others. So you have to know which one's important and when and how to leverage it.
Well, that's exactly right. And another credential would be an example of would be if you have an HVAC company, heating and air conditioning company, having your men or your workers, your service people, having them certified at a certain level for that industry, you can market that, can't you? You can sell that.
Oh, yes. At a certain level or for a certain type of product, certain manufacturer. So
right.
If you sell, one type of HVAC, you need to have people that are certified in that.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
That's one thing you can use as bragging rights. My son-in-law is a physical therapist, and he has his own company and works primarily with golfers. So he went to Titleist school.
Hmm.
They have a school to train people to work with doctors, be physical therapists to doctors. And so that's a name that golfers recognize. So if he went to Titleist school, he must know what he's doing.
That's
and
exactly
he does, right. By the way.
Yeah, well, no, that's right. And you can – what you're doing is you're leveraging another brand. It's a way of co-branding, isn't it? I mean, when you can, talk about Titleist, put Titleist in your marketing material. If you can use Carrier or Train or whatever in your HVAC company, if you can say that your company is a certified this company or that company with some global brand name, that's co-branding, and co-branding is powerful, isn't it?
Oh, it is, and you have to know what is important to your customer. But to golfers, Titleist is important.
Mm-hmm.
To HVAC, to people that want an HVAC system, that train or whatever product is important. And especially if you can say you're the only one in a certain geographic
right.
area.
That's right.
And a lot of times, like Titleist would only train a certain number of people in a state or a part
mm-hmm.
of a state. So he was one of two that had it in the upper part of South Carolina.
A lot of small businesses
want
this kind of capability because they know it makes them better and they know they can serve their customers better. But I think when they first consider it, they often don't realize the marketing power that this it can have. And good for them because their focus is on the customer. But from a standpoint of as you call it, leverage, market leverage, It's almost worth just that alone is worth the expense and the trouble, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But you still have to know what your customer wants or what they need. So sometimes it's just good to ask them, you know, what's important, or at least to know them well.
Right.
So you have to be careful who's telling you a certification or a license or any kind of credential is important. Is it the people giving out the credential, or mm-hmm. is it the customer?
How would you, if it were something, if somebody offered you something, if you got something in the mail or something from the industry, your industry, or maybe a vendor, one of your suppliers, and they offered you something like that, would you go to your customers? Would you say, if you heard that I had this capability, would that matter to you? Would you do that?
I would.
Okay.
I have. And I have helped other people do that because, you know, I work with women and minority-owned businesses, so a lot of them get certified as woman or minority-owned.
Right.
But that's not important to everybody. It's not necessarily important to the person on the street or if you have a retail
right.
store, but if you're trying to sell to corporations, it is.
Huge. So, it's the key. It's the key.
Yes, and then...
It's the key that opens the door.
Oh, it is. And sometimes it's the tiebreaker, because if everybody else is pretty much equal with pricing and capabilities, or at least perceived to be, then you have to have some kind of tiebreaker. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of times that's what breaks the tie. They had this certification or that certification. It might be woman, minority owned, might be federal, small business, or it might be titleist or
right.
trained. But something has to break the tie a lot of times, because a lot of people are out there, and then there's social media, you know.
Yep.
You can put it all over that, all your materials, so it may open a door for you.
Well, and that might be the thing that people are looking for when they look for social media. They may pass right over your other credentials, but if they see some kind of an emblem. A crest or whatever it might be that they're looking for, they know what that looks like, that particular certification emblem looks like, they're looking for that. And if you have that, you better put that up there, because, as you say, that's what people are paying attention to. I need your website quickly, Janet.
Leverageanddevelopment.com.
Can they find your books there?
Yes.
All of them are right there, folks. I encourage you to check that out. When we come back after the break, we're going to get into some of the government certification. We're going to boil it down to where it really, really – it doesn't just matter, folks. It really is the key. There are some contracts with the government, with federal suppliers that are corporations that work with the government. You can't even get an appointment with them if you're not certified in certain ways. Janet is an expert in that. And I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.